this din of Shimon ben Elazar just now that says there's no din tuma by Sholosh HaSholosh holds the Torah of the Rabbi Shmuel Amru Dov Rechid. They both hold the same shita. So Rashi learns Pshat Shimon ben Elazar, that's the Sman Yomer, just said it's not anything from eight. Is not mekabel sholosh hasholos tumu. For tana the Rabbi Shulam of Rechid, the mehechi tastes on the Reb Shimon. How did Reb Shimon, the first man diyama, know this? Lemute shar begodim itumu. How do we know that all other begodim doesn't have this tumah 3x3? The only svar is he loved Yisle. If he only holds the tana of Rabbi Shmuel, he asked all for tana of Rabbi Shmuel. For hilkach yoytzim in eitz lav dafka. That that it says if it comes out of a tree. The material that comes out of a tree is not makabel tumum, nokit is lavdafka. To who adin lenoitzer shlizim? Who adin if you have hair coming out from the goat's hair? V'chol midit lav semapishim. Anything that's not made from wool and flax. Who? V'yadi the nokit yoitzim in eitz len yisuke nokla nam len yitumum. So that's what Abayis Chiddush is. Now this from Shimon ben Elazar's halacha. That anything comes out of the wood is not doesn't have a tumah. Gimel al gimel is lavdafka. Wood and it's all other materials. Because he holds like Tanan of Rabbi Yishmael. Armul Dabar Echaz, not the Gemara. We have Shimon ben Elazar hold the Amorim we just learned. That anything comes out of wood doesn't have Tumah, Gimel, Agimel. Tanan of Rabbi Yishmael, what's his aloha? Mahi, what's his aloha? The Tanan of Rabbi Yishmael. Hoyil v'nemru begodim ateristam. A lot of Parshas HaTorah, Torah talks about Hilchus Begodim. What type of a beggar is Mekabel Tumah you make tzitzis with, has Parshas Negoyim, but Torah says Begodim a lot of places. And one of the places of Hilchas Negoyim, Tumas Negoyim, the Torah says, which Begid is Mekabel Tumah? Semru Pishtim. Torah says, Klaw Davka Begid made out of wool and flax. So we have a limud. Malahal and Semru Pishtim. Just like this Pashtim says, Begodim Stam. And then the Torah explains, only a Begid made out of wool or flax is Av Kol, Semru Pishtim. Who are then kol haTorah kulo? Whatever the Torah says halachas about begodim, it only goes on a beged made out of either flax or it's made out of wool. Therefore, the first Reb Shimon ben Elazar that says anything comes out of a tree doesn't have kabbalah tumah gimel or gimel because he holds like this shita. When the Torah says begodim is makabel tumah, it's bedavka semro pishtin. I.e. said eight, like Rashi says eight is lavdavka. Any type of a cloth made out of something else doesn't have the tumah. So Drashi, Hoyl v'nemru begodim b'teristam, k'goyin v'tumah shirotzim. Says if a sheriff touches a beggar, it's makabel tumah. V'tumah smeis, hirsiv v'tumah shirotzim, oy beggar d'or, uv'meis v'chol beggar v'chol kliyor, v'chein b'shich v'zera, v'chol beggar v'chol or, ashiyi olo shich v'zera, it's tamei. Uv'tzitzis, pasha tzitzis, Torah says, akan fe b'gdayim. You have to put tzitzis, akan fe b'gdayim. Upor, so a lot of places the Torah says halacha is about begodim. Upor the chakosu be echad mihem v'tumas negoyim. By the pashtus to tumas negoyim, if you have a beggar that has a negor, the beggar becomes tummy. Tchila. First it says kolal tchila. It says a klal. V'yachachak porat. And then it says a prat. V'yach beged kia boy neged tzaras klal. That's a klal. Beged semer prat. Then it says beged semer and beged pishtim. We have a drosha av kol begodim astumim. Any time the Torah says loshin begit stam, yafinu b'mametzinu. We're learning out from mametzinu of tumas negoyim. They have the who binyanav the enu al tzemer pishtim. Whenever the Torah says halacha is about begodim, it only applies to tzemer and pishtim. And that's the shitla according to Rabbi Tanya Rabbi Shmuel that tzitzis is only mechuyev a beggar is only mechuyev in tzitzis if either it's a wool begit or else a pishtim begit. But all shar materials is not midiraisa mechuyev in tzitzis. That's his shita, Tanav Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shimon also holds like that. Right? I've called Samuel Pishtim. Rovo Amano. Rovo Amash. Shloisha al Shloisha. Bishar begodim ike benayu. Shloisha is not Sholish. Shloisha is Loshin Tvachim. Shrashi Shloisha Tvachim. It's a bigger shear. A tefach is like 4 inches. 4 fingers. That's 12 inches. So if you have a beggar the size of Shloisha Shloisha, that's enough to mean of a Shar begodim ike benayu. The what? To Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Islay. He's rubber things are going to buy him. That Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that something coming out of wood doesn't have tumah Shalosh HaSholosh, only Shalosh HaSholosh doesn't have. But Shloisha Shloisha, if it's going to be bigger than 3 fingers, if it's going to be 3 tvachim, then it would be Makabel tumah. He holds not like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, tumah Rabbi Shmuel. He doesn't know that tumah is only on a beged shel tzemer. He holds tumah can be another begodim also. His other begodim have to be gimel tvachim or gimel tvachim. That's what Rabbi is saying. He's thinking about now the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Islay, the tumah of Rabbi Shmuel Islay. According to the tumah of Rabbi Shmuel, even though the begid is made out of cotton or made out of a canvas, even though it's shloisha shloisha three tvachim, still it's not makabel tumah. Because Tana the Rebbe Shmuel says bedafka tsemru pishtim, but according to Rav Shimon ben Elos, he doesn't hold his shita. He holds all other begadim are also makabel tumah. There's only nafkamina. There's a chumra of three fingers. That's not by eights. But by other begodim, if it's gimel, al gimel, shloisha, shloisha, tvachim, then it is mekabel. The drash of Reb Shimon Islay, to the head yotono, ein by mishum sholosh al sholosh. Or Reb Shimon says it doesn't have this chumra of 3 inches by 3 inches. Abu shloisha, shloisha, you have 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. There, the chaza yafla ashirim. A beggar that's 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim uses even roi for ashirim, even rich people would use it. Therefore, what's metama? Some will learn the psukim. How do you know this chilik? Since he learns it out from the goyim, so how does Rava know the chilik that shlosh al shlosh doesn't have, but shlosh al shlosh does have? So the Gemara, the kula yalma mius shlosh al shlosh b'tzemro pishtim mitama b'negoyim minola. And that everybody holds, though, that even though the beggar is only 3 inches by 3 inches, three etz boys, by pishtin and by tzemrit zichim etami. His Reb Shimon just said that ikola yoytzim and eight doesn't have the tumah sholosh hasholosh. But he is masking there's such a tumah of sholosh hasholosh, even though the beggar is so small, it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, if it's made out of tzemrit. Pishtin is called the beggar to makabel tumah. How do we know this? You say such a small beggar is makabel tumah, like it's only roi for aniyim. A noshim will just throw it out. So how do we know it's called the beggar? So the Gemara de Tanya, beged, the pasuk says beged by tumah, is ein liyela beged. A beged means a whole beged, something you can wear, a shirt, a clothing, something you can wear. Sholosh al sholosh minayin, how do we know even a very small beged, that's only 3 inches by 3 inches, Talmud leima v'ha beged. The pasuk says v'ha beged. V'ha beged means something else, something more, even something that's less. Rashi beged ain't the claimer. He yevik siv bin a goyim beged. If I would have just said the word beged, ain't the mitama bin a goyim ella beged sholim. Now the pasuk says v'ha beged, it even means sholosh hasholosh. For the Gemara, no v'yemel rabba shloish hasholosha. Maybe it's only come to tell me if you have gimel tvachim by gimel tvachim, a bigger beged, that's makabel tumah. But 3 inches by 3 inches, not roi for ashirim. Maybe it's not makabel tumah. So the Gemara, that's a kabel chaim, not kabel chaimu. Hash the shesi v'eriv metama. There's a pasuk that a shesi v'eriv means you're starting to make a raw beged that just has the weaving of a cross and a loom. If you have a long material, it just made shesi derim, that means the length and the side of it has tumas negoyim to it. Ishloisha shloisha miboyin. If it's gimel tvachim, a gimel tvachim, it's also roi for something. Avad it's makabel tumah. So the chiddush is only shalosh hasholosh. For the Gemara, Yochi shalosh hasholosh namilas in the kabel chaima. Or you shouldn't need a pasuk for the seedom. Without it's a good beggar, why do I care if it's only 3 inches by 3 inches? Let it be, it's not worse than just shesi derim. So the Gemara name. El shloisha shloisha dechazu bein lashirim bein laniim osim bekabel chaim. There's a svara to it. If it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, that means 12 inches by 12 inches. That type of a beggar, even an usher could use it. It could be a handkerchief, it could be a glove. You could do something with it. Therefore, it's makabel tumah. Of a sholosh shall sholosh. If it's so small, it's only 3 inches by 3 inches. Laimim hu dechazi. It's only roi for aniim to use such a beggar like that. Liashirim lechazim. For an usher will never use such a beggar. Or yasim mekabel chayma. I don't know such a beggar can be mekabel tum at all. For mekabel chayma, I wouldn't know it. It's not doim with the shesi v'erim. Shesi v'erim is like raw material that from that you could make a good beggar out of it. So even an usher would use it. It has some use. But here, if the beggar is only 3 inches by 3 inches, it has no use at all for an usher. See, I have no kabel chayma. It has mekabel tumah. So therefore I need a pasuk for it. The pasuk is, the pasuk says, v'ha begid. And the v'ha begid, it's next to ribui, to tell me that even something, it's not a begid gomer, it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, still it's mekabel tumah. But time of the pasuk kro, holei kosvik kro legarina mekabel chayma. I will not learn it out from mekabel chayma. Alright, this goes like say that, we'll stop here.
You were holding Daf Chov Vov and Mabez on top, Shal between Abaya and Rova.
Shum ben Eloza said Alocha that Kol Yoytzim Min Eitz is Zain Boy Mishum Sholosh Al Sholosh.
it doesn't have the chumra that a beged that's as small as 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys is not mekabel tuma. Only pishtin. That was Reb Shimon ben Elazar's halacha. So Abaye said that Reb Shimon ben Elazar goes according to the shita of Tanan of Reb Yishmael. That Tanan of Reb Yishmael's shita was that wherever it says the parasha of beged in the Torah, it only means davka tsemer or pishtin. Torah says begodim by halachas of tzitzis, by halachas of klayim, by halachas tumas negoyim, by tumas rotzim. So the Tanan of Reb Yishmael says it says all over begodim. And it says in one place by Tumas Negoyim, it says Temru Pishtin. So he learns out, Av Kol Temru Pishtin. Wherever it says Begodim, in the Torah it means Davka Shal Temru or Shal Pishtin. Either made out of wool or else made out of flax. So therefore, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that says that Kol Yotzim Min Eitz does not have the Tumah of Sholosh Shal Sholosh, that's because the Chiddush of Sholosh Shal Sholosh says by Negoyim. And that's talking about Davka either by wool or by flax. So only by beged of wool and by flax do we have the chedushim that even though the beged is so small, it's only 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, still it's makabel tumah. But all other begodim don't have that chumrah. Therefore, Shimon Elazar says, eitz, and who other than anything, any other material, doesn't have the chumrah of sholosh al sholosh. That was Abaye's pshat. Rav Omar no. Rav Omar, shloisha al shloisha bishar begodim iki benayim. He wants to say no. Reb Shimon ben Elazar does not hold like Tana of Reb Yishmael. Why? Reb Shimon ben Elazar islay. According to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, by shar begodim, not wool and not flax, begodim made out of cotton or made out of canvas, his maskim there's a tumah of shloisha shloisha. That means if the beged is gimel tvachim by gimel tvachim, then it is makabel tumah. And that's not like Tana of Reb Yishmael. According to Tana of Reb Yishmael, which beged is makabel tumah? Only a beged made out of either tzemer or pishtim, wool or flax. A beged made out of other material is not called a beged at all. So Rav says, but Reb Shimon ben Elazar doesn't hold like him. Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds that all shar begodim have a tumah. When? If they're shloisha al shloisha. They have to be 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. And so when does Reb Shimon ben Elazar say that anything eitz doesn't have a tumah? That's only the tumah of sholosh al sholosh. If the beggar is only 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, like 3 inches by 3 inches, then his maskim doesn't have the tumah. Only pishtin and semer has that chumrah. That even though it's so small as 3 inches by 3 inches, it's makabel tumah. Mashenkin a beggar that's gimel tfachim, a gimel tfachim, then according to Rav, according to Shimon Elazar, all begodim is makabel tumah. That was Rav's chiddush. If the beggar is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, bishar begodim iki benayim. That's the machlokes. To Reb Shimon ben Elazar islay. According to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, even by shar begodim, not only flax and wool, abi the beggar is gimel tefachim and gimel tefachim, it's makabel tumah. Of the Tana of Reb Yishmael, according to Tana of Reb Yishmael, lessly. He doesn't hold from that because Tana of Reb Yishmael holds a beggar is only either wool or flax. Any other material is not called a beged, it's not makabel tumah. So the Gemara, the kula yalma, according to both Abayim, according to Rava, miyo sholosh al sholosh b'tzemra pishtim etame b'negoyim, is minolin. This everybody holds, that in the parsha of negoyim, the Torah says, if a nega comes upon a beged, the beged becomes tummy. The beged is tummy if the neg comes in the beged. Now we're saying a chiddush. How big does the beged have to be? Even if it's only 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, still it's makabel tumah. So the kasher is, how do we know this chiddush? How do we know that if the beged is only 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, it's makabel tumah? So at the Gemara de Tanya, I'll bring you Raya. The Tanya we learned beged. The pasuk says by negoyim, if you have a beged and on this beged the nega comes into the beged is tummy. Is aimly yellow beged. A portion of beged means a shirt, a pants, a jacket, something you wear, a nice sized beged. Sholosh al sholosh minayin. How do you know if the beged is only 3 inches, 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, and then the nega comes in that beged, the beged is tummy? Talmud loyma v'ha beged. An extra posse. It could have just said the word beged, and it says v'ha beged. So v'ha beged is marvi, even though it's only 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, still it's makabel tumah. Trashi beged ainli klaymar. I have a ksiv b'negoyim beged. If the Torah would have just said the word beged, ainli dematama b'negoyim ela beged sholim, a full size beged. How do we, now that the pasuk says v'ha beged, it's even a small beged that's only gimel a gimel.
How do you know such a big chiddush? If it's only mamish 3 etzboy is 3 inches by 3 inches, maybe it has to at least be 3 tefachim. A tefach is 4 inches, so it has to be at least 12 inches by 12 inches. As we aim at the posik va begid le rabbis shloish al shloish, only that size begid, but less than that maybe is not even mekabel tuma, even though it's wool or flax by negoyim. So it's gemara nein lav kabel chaymu. That's a kabel chaymu ready. The begid is the size of shloish al shloish, 3 tefachim. It's kabel chaymu. Hash the shesi v'yeru. As the achidish the teres marb in the parshas negoyim, if you only have the shesi v'yeru, that's like raw material. You started to weave it. You went upwards and you went across it. That's how you start weaving something. You just have the raw material after you wove it upwards and downwards. There's a pasuk that says shesi veriz is mekabel tumas erev, is mekabel tumas negoyim, is metame, that's metame, or vizoy shloisha shloishim iboi. If the beged is a real beged that's usable, that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim avada. So Tosis speaks out the svar is no matter how big shesi veriz is. The Torah doesn't say how big it has to be. Maybe Shesiver has to be like a 3 tefachim. Maybe it has to be a beged shalom. Maybe it has to be 50 tefachim. That's not the point. The point is that a beged that was only made out of Shesiver has no chshivas to it. It's just like it's raw material. You're just starting to make it. So the Torah says that is makabel tuma or b'zei pshitam, that a good beged that's the size of shloisha shloisha zichem makabel tuma. So therefore, what do we need a pasuk for habegit for? To tell me even the size of 3 inches by 3 inches, 3 etzboys, is also makabel tuma. Shad gemari hochib, that's a kabel choyma. Sholosh al sholosh nami leis to makabel choyma. Or vizoy, if you're learning out the fact that Torah says by negoyim, a raw material of shesi verim, just the length and the cross, if you started to weave it, it's makabel tumas negoyim. Or vizoy, even 3 by 3 of a regular begid should also be makabel tuma. Or the begid, the size of 3 inches by 3 inches, the svar is, it's worth to use for a patch. So if you have a pant that has a hole in the pant, so the mal, you put a patch there. So since this is a material of 3 by 3, it's chashuv to use for something, let that be kabel chayma. So the Gemara Enechnami, Elo shloisha al shloisha, the chazu bein lashirim bein anim, it's not tamas svara that 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim is a kabel tuma. You need a svara that it's chazi, it's mamish a good begid. It's roi fashirim. Even rich people don't throw away such a begid. If it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, it's usable for something. Is osi the kabel chayma. Then we can say, since it has a chshiva, so if it begged with a kabel choyma, I know it's makabel tuma. Mashenke and sholosh al sholosh, if you have a small beggar that's only 3 inches, 3 etzboys, by 3 etzboys, is lamiyin hu dechazin. Who's going to use such a small patch? Only aniyim. He's an ani, if it has a hole in his pants, he'll put a patch in the hole. Mashenke, lashirun lechazin, lashirun the holes in the pants, they throw away the pants, get a new pair of pants. They don't worry about putting the small patches. So Mela, they have no use for a beggar 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys. Is Layasa Bakal Bachaima. So since in Savara that's not called a beggar at all, I can't learn it out from the Kal Bachaima. Is the Mela, Taima Dixivik Krua. How do we know that a beggar shall Pishtin and a beggar shall Tzemriz Makabo Tumas Negoyim, even though it's only 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys? That's because we need a Posik. And the Posik says, Vaha beggar. It doesn't stam say begid, but it says v'ha begid, and also the begid, it's a ribui, even though it's only 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys. But you lo yasin for kabachayim, we know it. No time with the kasvikro, or the kasvikro, like gamrina v'kabachayim. So that's good. That's how we know this, you said according to everybody, that by tzemer and pishtin, I'll call upon him the gzeras akosav, v'ha begid, that it's makabo tumas negoyim, even though it's only gimel agim. Maybe the posik for habegid is not only come to tell me for tzemer and for pishtim that it says v'ferish in this parsha of negoyim. Maybe it's come to tell me that a beged that's three tefachim by three tefachim, even shar begodin, different material, is mekabel tuma. And that's what the Gemara name, Omakro, the posik says v'ferish in this parsha of tumas negoyim, beged tzemer pishtim. It says only a beged made from wool or made from flax. Tzadiyik, beged semro pishtin in. Only a beged made from wool and flax, that's what has a kabbalist tumas by negoyim. Of a midachrin eloi, any other material, this is going to turn on the Rabbi Shmuel, has no kabbalist tumas. Loi. For the Gemara name, of a viyemo, ki imiyit, when is there this miyit of beged semro pishtim that only flax and wool is makabal tumas, mishalash al sholash. Maybe the meat is only if the beggar is so small.
it's only 3 etzboyis, 3 inches by 3 inches, then there's a ribui. Then on the parshas of Negoyim, if it's wool and flax, then it's makabel tumah. But maybe shar begodim doesn't have this chiddush. If it's made out of katin or made out of canvas, if it's only gimel a gimel, sholosh al sholosh etzboyis, it's not makabel tumah. Avos shloisha al shloisha. But maybe if you have a beggar made out of cotton, that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, mitama. Hey, there's the biggest one we had before. Since gimel tefachim by gimel tefachim, it's chazi la'ashirim. Even a rich person could use it. So that's called a beggar. So maybe once it's called a beggar, it has a tumas negoyim. Either Torah says beged semer or pishtim, it's mashma miyat, only flax and only wool. Maybe that's only a miyat in the chiddush, and even though the beged is so small, as 3 inches by 3 inches, makabotumo, only wool has that chiddush. Mashenke, a good sized beged of gimut fachem and gimut fachem, maybe even shar types of begodim is also makabotumo. So the Gemara name, Trei Miyutik Siv, it says 2 times in this parsha of Tumas Negoyim that we have a beged, and the neger goes on the beggar is tamei, it says 2 times, beggar tsemer, or beggar pishtin. It says 2 times in the parasha extra, tsemer, wool, and flax. Chad lemute mishalosh hasholosh, want to tell you that this chiddush, that even though the beggar is only 3 inches by 3 inches in the kabo tumor, that's only by wool and flax, and no other material. And there's another beferisher reap meat. Even though you have a cotton beged that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, it's namish 12 inches by 12 inches. That's a good beged that Ashirim use it. Still, it's not makabel tumas negoyim, because in the parsha of negoyim, the Torah says klor dafka beged semer or beged pishtim. And this is also according to Tana de Rabbi Shmuel that the Torah says begodim here dafka means semer or pishtim. Said Rashi, the time of the Kosta Kroa, Maskona the Prusha, this is the Maskona, the Milsehi. Or the Nichusa, Kleimar, Hilkach, time of the Kosta Kroa, we have begit. You need an extra posik for have begit, the Rabbinu, to Marbarit. Hilkach, Mitamo. Therefore, if it's made out of wool or flax, it's Mitamin. Holo Rabbinu, Loi Mitamo. But we don't have a Reba Kroa, I would say such a small begit, Gimel, our Gimel's not Makabotuma. Now for the Gemara of Yemel, the Rabbo, Shloisha, Shloisha, Bishar, Begodim. What do we need the ribu for? Now I should say in Yiddish, the Maros Kasher is, maybe if it's made out of flax and wool, even though it's only 3 by 3, we know from a Kavu Chaim it's Makabu Tumum. What do I need the ribu for? Vaha Begid? Maybe it's come to tell me if you have a nice sized Begid that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even Shar materials is also Makabu Tumum. Does have the Gemara? That can't be, because it says 2 times, Tzemer or Pishtim, Davka, flax, and wool is Makabel Tumas Negoyim, no other material. Omar Kroa, Beget Tzemer, Prat, Acha, Klal. Right after the Klal, it says a Prat. Lemeima, Dafilu, Godel, Tisharminim, Lemetama, Benegoyim. No matter how big a regular size Beget, a good size shirt, or if it's made out of, if it's not made out of wool or flax, it has no Tumas Negoyim to it. The more we aim at Kimis Rashi Shar Begodim, Mishola Shal Sholos, the Betsemu Pishtim, Mosav Kavachoima, Mishesti Vereb, Alashola Shal Shloisho, Metam Rebuy, the Babegit. Is maybe if the Begit is 3 by 3 Tfochim, it is Makabotoma, or something more, and then Nochemo, Trey Mutik Sivi, Trey Zimna Sive, Begit Semu Pishtim, Zois Teres Negat Saras, Begit at Semra Pishtim. It says it 2 times in the Pasha Exera, Semra Pishtim, to tell me Dafko, wool, or flax, is makabel tumas negoyim, and no other material is makabel tumas negoyim. That's pshat according to the Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara, this is good according to Abaye. That Abaye says, according to Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, only flax and semer is makabel tumah. No other material is. For the Gemara, though, will the Rava, but Rava said no. Rava said that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was the one that started off the memory and said that 8 has no tumah sholosh hasholosh. If it's 3 etzboyis by 3 inches by 3 inches, that's not makabel tumah, only tzemer pishtin. Now Rav has said only for the chiddush of 3 inches by 3 inches, so we need tzemer. But once it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, according to Rav, it was makabel tumah, even though it's made out of shar begodim. So the Gemara, how does Rav know this? So the Gemara, the Rav, if the beged is 3 tefachim, 12 inches by 12 inches, then Rav says b'shar begodim ikibanayu.
that Rav Shimon ben Eloza islay. That according to Rav Shimon ben Eloza, it is makabel tumas negoyim. And Latona de Rabbi Shmuel leslay. According to Rabbi Shmuel, he says the fairish only wool and flax is makabel tumas negoyim. That's pshita. The Shalom Rav Shimon ben Eloza. Rav Shimon ben Eloza in the Braisa said that yotzim and eitz has no tumas shalosh al shalosh. If it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, it has no tumah. Rabbi says it's lav davka 3 by 3. Who are they? No matter what size it is, he holds like Rabbi Hills. I turn to Rabbi Shmuel. It's only wool and flax. Rabbi says no. Rabbi Shimon means like he says only for the chiddush of 3 by 3 that you only have by wool. You don't have by shar begodim. Ma'ashenkin, if it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even by shar materials, also you have this tumah. For the Gemara, how do we know such chiddush? How can you mechalik and say 3 by 3 is only wool and flax? Once it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, then even shar begodim is. How do you know this? For the Gemara, Lutonu Rabbi Yishmael Lesle, Shalosh Al Shloshim B'Shar B'Godim In Olay. According to Rava, how do we know that Shar B'Godim, a cotton, if the beggar is 3 tefachim, 12 inches by 12 inches, it is Makabos Tumus Negoyim. How do you know it? Min Olay. So, yeah. And if the Gemara, Nafke Meyoy,